Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today is Election Day, so don't forget to get out and vote if you haven't done so already. Will today's results affect our economy, or are the possibilities of either candidate being elected already factored into general business plans? Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and a professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joins us from now by phone. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a momentous day today, so
it is.
We've got a number of things we can talk about.
Yes. Have you voted already?
Oh, yes, yes. Early and often. No. yes, I have voted.
All right, great. So in my introduction, I posed that question of whether it really matters or not, who is elected as far as the economy and general business plans. What are your thoughts?
Well, a couple of things. Of course, the election matters in a lot of fronts. And eventually, Congress will do something which will matter to the economy in terms of possible tariffs, taxes. But what I'm finding very interesting is how resilient the economy has been so far. Estimates for GDP are still positive and growing. And here we are, you know, marching into the fourth quarter. The third quarter results were definitely very good. Unemployment has remained low, or stable at least. There is a concern that the number of new jobs generated recently is a little bit less than expected, but that was predominantly blamed on sort of the disruption of strikes and potential strikes and then natural disasters. So having said all of that, where do we go from here in some aspects? One thing I would like to point out is that I really do think, and a lot of people agree with me on this, is that long-term rates have not dropped. So the mortgage rate has been very stubborn and has actually ticked upward. That goes back to sort of basic theory. The Federal Reserve controls short-term rates. Markets determine long-term rates. Regardless of the outcome of the election, we know that the federal government's going to be borrowing even more money to fund itself. So there will be intense pressure on the borrowing markets, which will drive interest rates up. So I think we're going to have stubbornly high long-term rates for a while. The other aspect is inflation has been dropping and seems to be stable. But I've also maintained that when you have a 2.5% inflation, prices are still going up. And they haven't dropped from a lower point to where they were before, except in some specific sectors. Given all of the uncertainty in the world right now, I find it absolutely amazing that oil prices have been stable. Price of gasoline is really low given the uncertain prospects in the world. So what I see on the positive resilience side is good GDP growth, good job growth, and that continues. The natural disasters that we've experienced recently will put upward pressure on construction costs and will probably drive up prices and create pressure in labor markets. So whatever the outcome of the election is, whoever steps into that office is going to be confronted with all of these kind of mixed signals right now, and I think that's where we are.
This resilient economy that you've mentioned, is this a sign that the Fed has achieved that soft landing they were looking for?
Well, okay, by accident almost. I think part of this is business has gotten very nimble. And speaking about plans, I did pose this question to a number of people the other day at a meeting, was when people talk about what the outcome of the election is going to be for business, they say, well, have you met any person in business right now that has a plan A or a plan B laid out in terms of what the election outcome is? And nobody could come up with one. So I think they're looking at markets. I mean, of course, in some sectors where there's a targeted change in proposed taxes or government policy, those sectors are probably contemplating a plan A or a plan B. But for most businesses, they're just chugging on along. And we're seeing that consumer demand seems to be still high. So yes, I think all of that seems to be working from that perspective. I think what the Fed has been able to do is pull down the rapid growth in inflation without creating a recession. And that is, I guess, by definition, a soft landing.
Well, Frank, as always, we enjoyed our time with you today. Thanks for your insight.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and a professor of economics at the College of Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.